Well, federal parliament sits again this week. Another important parliamentary process resumes. Senate Estimates Committee hearings. They kick off today. Now, these are regular probes into government spending, and they're conducted by Senate committees as part of the annual budget cycle. They play a key role in exposing what is really going on. You might remember years and years ago, Bronwyn Bishop used to have a picnic in these Senate committee hearings grilling people from the Treasury. Well, just look at who's under the microscope today. Executives from the Bureau of Meteorology will appear before the Senate's Environment and Communications Legislation Committee at 9:45 a.m. Perhaps they might care to explain the Bureau of Meteorology's practice of homogenising temperature data to suit global warming ideology, a practice we've talked about here and exposed by the biologist and researcher Jennifer Marahassi. As you know, that's where the Bureau of Meteorology disregards actual recorded temperatures and scales the temperature up to be consistent with higher temperatures recorded at locations up to 900 kilometres away. Just imagine me saying to you today, well, the temperature in Sydney today is forecast to be 23 degrees, and 900 kilometres away up in Brisbane, well, it's supposed to be 29, but it'll be 23. We'll adjust the 29 downwards and get away with it and call it science. This is what they're doing. Then at 1:45 p.m, the Wind Farm Commissioner, what a disgrace this is. Poor Coote, he's got no power to override the planning and approval of wind farms. He'll appear before the committee. I wonder, will anyone know enough on the Senate committee to ask questions about the damage done to public health from these wind farms? And, of course, why they should be subsidised if you're worried about husbanding taxpayers' money. Then throughout the afternoon, here we go. The Climate Change Authority, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, the Clean Energy Regulator, and the Australian Renewable Energy Agency will one by one appear before the committee. Useless, every one of them. And chewing up unbelievable amounts of your money, borrowed money. But I wonder whether senators are primed to know enough with some tough questions. These Senate Estimates Committee hearings, quite frankly, should be broadcast on free-to-air television to give the public a bird's-eye view of the disgrace that government, waste, and the bureaucracy have become.